extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Oh, that's nice.
I woke up and the birds were chirping and there was a little bit of sun peeping through the window and I was like, yes.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
This is the right attitude. This is what we need to get through the gloom of Thursday morning. I'm pleased to hear that, Sam. What are we talking about in the world of Kai today?
We are talking about knives, and more specifically chef's knives, because I don't have enough time to talk about knives in general. but I feel like chef knives is one of those topics where everyone doesn't know if they, like, no one really knows if they have the right knife or a good knife in their kitchen. And
I can tell you for one thing, Sam, I know I don't have a good knife in my kitchen. This is an established fact in our house.
I know that as well.
But I would like to get a good knife, so I'm keen for some recommendations or some suggestions about the different types.
Honestly, and I think a lot of the times, a good knife is just, it probably just needs to be sharpened and then it becomes a good knife.
True.
okay, so knives. Where do we even begin? It's one of the earliest tools used by humanity, right?
Wow.
So, you know, it was a tool discovered at least 2.5 million years ago.
Whoa!
Originally made of wood, bones, and stone. Over the centuries, the improvement of metal and manufacturing, knife blades started being made out of copper, bronze, iron, steel, ceramic, and titanium. The blade shape, size, patterns will vary depending on country and maker. And a lot of the times, the value that we give knives nowadays is based off its cultural significance and its importance.
Really?
And like, I mean, who hasn't, if anyone talks about knives, they will mention either German or Japanese knives.
Yes. That's about as far as my knowledge of knives extends, is that people will be like, ah, yes, this one's very good. It's got German steel.
but why? Why is that good? And like, what makes German steel good? What makes Japanese knives good? And like, there's more than two countries in the world. What about their knives? So I guess the growing worship of the chef in modern day is a big reason for that. And like, I guess, you know, if you asked me maybe 15 years ago, like, oh, chef's knives, it probably wasn't a thing that people would think about in their kitchens.
No.
So I guess it's celebrating chefs and looking at food as another way of being an important part of their life. So by investing more in the tool means that you are investing more in the food that you're about to consume or make as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the knife tells you a place of cooking and culture. Japanese knives stem from the nobility and the culture of samurai swords. And
true.
Back in the day, samurai sword makers did also make chef's knives as well. And so it had that kind of tie, and that's a big reason why it's so respected. And there's still this high artisanal precision element to making those by hand as well.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and German steel knives, it's German steel. Like, they're masters of creating weapons and surgical metals. So it's very strong. It's deemed very masculine and similar to a weapon. So it's indestructible almost. And so that kind of like that kind of strength and power that we give German steel makes it so highly regarded as well.
Okay, so what you're saying is there is some like reasons for why we think these are the best, but also it's kind of picked up its own mythology a little bit over the years too.
100%, because honestly, my favorite knife in the kitchen like costs $9.
that's what I'm glad to hear, because I have always had in my head, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to have to spend like $80 on something to get a basic good knife. But $9, that's way more in my price range.
Yeah, and they can go up to thousands of dollars as well. So I'm going to quickly break it down to like why there's different price points and the type of knives that are out there as well.
Please do.
Cool. Okay, so the main difference is the type of metal and the handle and the way it's attached and the shape, right? So there's three types of metal. So there's stamped metal knives, which is basically a basically, if you imagine like a giant roll of metal,
yep.
Sheets that is stamped into a knife shape, and then that is just inserted into a handle, and then they will sharpen the blade. And that is the cheapest knife you can get out there. It's copy and paste. It's no fuss. It's cheap. It's very cheap. And it can be really good as well, depending on the metal that they use.
Okay.
The second one is forged steel. So basically, it's steel with chromium, makes it stainless. Which makes it stainless steel, basically.
I know it does, but it just makes it sound also like, you know, it's got special powers as well.
Yeah.
Chromium in it.
Yeah, it does have special powers. It's, you know, anti-rust, and it's like...
that is good.
It's immune to acid from, you know, from foods. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a great all-rounder, and this is probably a knife that I would recommend most home chefs to to start off with, just getting a really nice stainless steel knife. Then there's carbon steel, and this is more towards the professional route, and that's the knife that you will see on TV where it, like, when there's documentaries on chefs who've owned kitchens for many, many years, and
yeah.
you look at their knife, and it's like... It's filled with it's painted with patina, which is like that oxidized color discoloration, etc. Well, those carbon steel knives are incredibly hard, and what's good about it is that it keeps its sharp edge a lot longer. It does require high maintenance, and you know, it's not acid resistant or water resistant, so it does kind of change over time, and it reacts to its environment. And I think a lot of the times chefs really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it becomes like their own unique tool. So those are the main three. So carbon steel. The other things to consider is, the handle. Like, does it feel good in the hand?
Always useful.
Really useful. And the other one is weight. So the weight of it. Generally, the lighter the weight, the more control you have with the blade and the more free moving with your hands. If you get a heavier knife, generally it's more stability, it also is better suited for, like, if you're cutting through bone or anything that's quite dense or hard. So then it won't chip or dull relatively quick.
We've had some suggestions from the listeners about knives that they like, and I'd be keen to hear your thoughts on it. We've had a few texts in about Santoku knives being great all-purpose knives here. Someone says they like the shape of them as well. Big, broad shovel for scooping up veggies after you've cut them. And we've also had a couple of texts in about Victorinox knives too, with a slightly softer metal, this person has said. So thoughts on those two? Any good?
Yeah, Santoku is great. It's like it's like a blend of different culture. It's like it's got the shovel similar to a cleaver or a Chinese utility knife, and it's also got a similar blade style and chopping motion to a Japanese knife. So it's the best of both worlds.
Nice.
Victorinox, again, German, really good steel. It's very affordable, and it's generally the entry point level brand for if you are starting culinary school, you're most guaranteed you'd be given a Victorinox chef knife.
That is pretty good. We've had someone else who says they're an ex-chef text in to say that a good knife is a sharp knife, and if you're going to spend a lot of money on a knife, spend it on a bread knife. That's their suggestion.
Yeah, well, I mean, the three main knives you should have in your kitchen is your everyday knife, which is your chef knife or utility knife.
Yep.
The second one is a paring knife, so just like a little knife so you can get into nooks and crannies of things or cut small stuff.
Got you.
And then the third one is a bread knife, because it's a completely different shape, and it's good for cutting bread. But anything that doesn't require it to be pressed down generally change the shape of things.
We used to have an electric bread knife in my house when I was growing up. My family made so much bread. I don't know why, but we just always had loaves and loaves of bread.
You were on that pandemic bandwagon before it was even a thing.
Truly, truly. But I remember when my mum got the electric bread knife and she was like, just don't cut your fingers off with it. And I was like, it was quite fun, but scary.
The face you just pulled to go with that sound effect was... I'm feeling your mum's terror a little bit there.
Yeah, she was right to be scared.
Did the bread knife come first or did the excessive baking come first?
Excessive baking came first, and for years we were like...
soaring at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like plebs.
Amazing. I want to also talk about an interesting concept as well, and I guess like the idea of a chef knife is only relatively very, very recent, and a lot of it's through the modernization of creating a kitchen indoors. For a lot of cultures, specifically in Asia, kitchens aren't inside, and generally they don't have a prep kitchen bench. So the fact that you're standing and prepping food is almost like a work mentality. But in a lot of countries, cutting and prepping vegetables is either at the dinner table or on the ground.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so the shape of that knife is very different as well to aid that type of preparation. So,
I've never thought about that. That's so interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of the times that people would prep food around a fire or cut things directly into pots while it's cooking. So you can imagine that the shape of those knives are very, very different as well.
Totally. I've enjoyed this little walk into knives this morning, Sam. Not walk into knives, you know. Words are hard. I've enjoyed this foray into the world of knives. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
I feel like you just want something nice and all-purpose, and keeping it sharp is a good place to start.
100%. And maybe a couple of quick recommendations. So,
go on.
Asian supermarkets, they sell this knife brand called Kiwi Brand, and it's made in Thailand, and it's Chinese knives. Very confusing, I know, but it's very good. They're all like under $15.
Oh, mean.
I use a lot of those. A lot of really good, highly acclaimed chefs swear by that brand as well.
Awesome.
For their home. I think, and Victorinox is a good start. I guess the main thing is go into shops and see if you can hold them and then see if they're comfortable in your hand.
That's the main thing. At the end of the day, keep it sharp and keep it comfortable. Thank you for that one, Sam. I hope you have a lovely rest of your morning, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Ka kite.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you.